Chapter 5, Management Tools. Our goal with the War on Waste was to make sure that if we delivered a successful War on Waste project, that it was sustainable. In order to do that, you need tools that help management guide a successful initiative after the projects are all implemented. Our approach has been successful in most of our projects, but very successful in about 20% of the projects that led to the company that we call the Tribal Knowledge Paradigm or the Quantum Leap Company. Hopefully, all projects will be successful. The Energy Initiative. We look at any change process like the War on Waste as a positive energy transfer to the company. The second law of thermodynamics says that open systems will tend to a state of disorder, increased entropy, if left alone. This would be like when the parents go away on a vacation and leave the three teenage kids alone. Without parental guidance there, the children create chaos, increased entropy. Counteract this reduction of order, you add energy to the household when you return. You discipline the kids and get them to clean the house. In a business analogy, you would reduce disorder and waste in your business if you added energy. And that's exactly what the War on Waste program does. It's an energy input exercise. Several CEOs have used this mechanism effectively to lead their companies. Jack Welch of GE and Herb Kelleher of Southwest Airlines certainly come to mind. But when I recently completed a survey of about 100 CEOs in a wide range of business, it became clear that this trend was definitely more than happenstance. It was a system that has evolved to keep companies energized. Brad Mattson of Mattson Technology, a Silicon Valley technology company, may have said it best. Leadership is about emotion. There has to be passion involved. And energy initiatives are activities to stir the emotions. People stay excited when energy is pouring into the company. Over the years, we have noticed that this energy mechanism takes a few different forms. The big deal. In the big deal, a big jolt of energy is infused into the company using a big initiative that produces enough energy for the company to feed off for the next 3 or 4 years. GE did this with great success. It was Jack Welch's great success here that energized GE over a 20-year period with 5 major energy initiatives. The Wingding. Smaller, more frequent, zany initiatives produce a consistent level of energy. Southwest Airlines' Herb Kelleher produces a Wingding about every 4 to 6 months and keeps everyone energized. The technology hype. The volatility of the high-tech industry provides its own ongoing, intoxicating energy hype. Brad Mattson, the CEO of Mattson Technology, noted that this continual production of energy keeps technology workers on their toes, ready to act with a sense of urgency. The fan club industry. Some companies hire employees who are intensely infatuated with their technology, products, or services, which create a tremendous source of energy within the company. Ray Dolby of Dolby Laboratories hires employees who are almost all audiophiles. They love the products offered by Dolby Labs and use it at home every day. They are true fans of the company's products. Customer retention initiatives. A number of CEOs noted that their most successful initiatives were those focused on customers. Once employees understood the value of retaining a customer, then a tremendous amount of energy is generated by the customer retention initiatives. Jan Carlson of SAS Airlines created just such an initiative with the Moments of Truth concept. In fact, his effort in this regard was so successful that the Moments of Truth ideas became ingrained into the culture of the company during his reign. Of course, there may be a good deal more methods to achieve this energy infusion process. Understanding how a company manages the infusion of energy is very important. We are so convinced of the power of the energy initiative that we define it as one of the 6 job responsibilities of the CEO. Understand how you add energy to the company and look for the next energy initiative if your business requires one. Originally, we thought that you should have an ongoing series of initiatives to make our concept work. But as we evolved our thinking, we realized that ideally, use the energy initiative to kickstart the process. And then the tribal knowledge paradigm takes over and continues to keep the energy up by supporting the ongoing flow of ideas into the company. It becomes all managers' responsibility to lead with this guideline of action. Improve tribal knowledge in alignment with the mission of the company. It is what we call American Kaizen. Pioneers and settlers. This is not a complicated concept. It goes like this. There are some people who are pioneers and some who are settlers. I like to think that the whole human population breaks down in this binary division. We need both, and we can't all be pioneers. In fact, we like the idea that there is some distribution of people into the 2 categories, and here's why. The pioneers are the people with the wild ideas. They are the ones who push the limits of managers. In the wild, wild west, they were the guys who dared to go where no man had gone before. They set up the new territories, and settlers made the lands livable. There would have been neither development within the pioneers nor stability without the settlers. The pioneer is the entrepreneur who ventures out into the unknown. He is the adventurer who is looking for new territory, the entrepreneur making new markets. Pioneer is the first to volunteer for the highly risky new assignment, and the pioneer is very difficult to manage. The settler goes in after the pioneer and makes things work. The settler stabilizes the rules of the business. The settler is steady as she goes, but no organization can run with just pioneers or settlers. The ideas of how to deal with these 2 diverse characters are part of leading the Quantum Leap company. I remember one incident a year ago. A CEO had noticed that one of his teams was not working as well as another one. When I asked him to tell me what the makeup of pioneers and settlers was, he almost started laughing. As soon as I asked the question, he knew what was coming next. In his situation, he had put 5 pioneers on the unsuccessful team. After I asked the question, he immediately knew what to do. He placed 2 of the pioneers with settlers, and the team then was able to function. So the message here is don't put teams together with all pioneers or all settlers. Mix them up. When it comes to determine whether a particular person is a pioneer or a settler, I just don't get very fancy here. I don't have any particular test. I use my gut to guide me. In fact, when making assessments of people, don't worry that you might make a mistake in your assessment. There's nothing good or bad about either behavior. The classification is just a useful assessment tool to try to understand your management team and employees. An interesting situation occurred at one company where I'd explained the concept of pioneers and settlers. One of the executives who I'd identified as a settler really wanted to be pegged as a pioneer. He was obsessed with being a pioneer. He was a vice president of sales and was a very successful salesman. There is an expectation that you have to be a pioneer to be a good salesman, but that isn't necessarily so. This guy was an excellent salesman. In his industry, a good settler was able to sell to customers because they liked his laid-back style. He had a good sense of humor that was very subtle, and he was a settler. There was nothing I could do about that. He had to live with it. Eventually, he did. This is the end of Chapter 5, Part 1. In the next chapter, we'll cover simplification as a strategy, a sense of urgency, the urgency switch, and creating the Quantum Leap company. If you have any additional questions, you can feel free to email me at len@bertain.com, or you can call me on my cell phone, 510-520-8011. And if you want to find more information about us, you can go to our website at www.waronwasteacademy.com. Thank you very much. See you in Chapter 5, Part 2.